reading from Luke 2, verses 6 through 14. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom he is pleased." Jesus becoming human is the fulfillment of a century-old plan of God. He is the Jewish hope and the coming of God's blessings. When it was time for Jesus to be born, the king decided to count his people, so Mary and Joseph returned to Bethlehem. When the baby is born, the heavens open up and angels appear in the sky to nearby shepherds. This baby is no normal child. He is the Savior, the Messiah, the one who brings peace. He is not a powerful deity who came to earth glowing in glory and might, but is sleeping in a feeding trough, visited by shepherds and commoners. This baby, this Emmanuel, is himself the good news. So often we're accustomed connecting the good news to the death of Jesus. We describe the gospel, the good news, as Jesus dying for your sins. But long before Jesus died, he came to live with us, and that was a good news of great joy. The good news is that he came and he lives. God has always sought out community with humans. After Adam and Eve's betrayal, God tried to rebuild his relationship with humans and draw into close friendship with them. God first called Abraham and his descendants to be his people and be blessed by his presence. Back then, only the Israelites could claim God as their God. Only the Jews could come into the temple, into the presence of God. They were the only blessed people. In Jesus, though, that is no longer the case. One of his most controversial actions of overturning tables and making a whip to drive people out of the temple happened because the outer court, where non-Jews were welcomed, was turned into a marketplace. The emphasis of Jesus was not just to make the Jews an elite class. It was to fill the promise given to Abraham, the father of all Israelites, that all the nations on earth can be blessed in him. When Jesus comes to live as one of us, he begins a new stage in God's community with people. From the moment of his birth onward, more and more humans were invited into the presence of God to be at home with him. Jesus was indiscriminate in his miracles and impartial with his time. In the life and mission of Jesus, the blessings of God are given out to anyone who desires it, and chief among those blessings is his presence. Being blessed by God does not mean that everything will go your way. It does not mean that he will use his miraculous powers to heal you or to help you. He may or he may not. Our joy does not rest on being blessed by the gifts of God or how often God supernaturally intercedes to give you the things you want. Were that the case, your joy would always be fleeting. God makes no promise of an easy life. Often Jesus promises just the opposite. When he says that his burden is easy and his yoke is light, he does not mean that there will be no burden or no weight to pull, only that you will pull it together. This is the central blessing that Abraham received, that God was with him and for him. In the birth of Jesus, God becomes with people completely. And later, when Jesus ascends, he gives his spirit to live in and with us. Jesus ushers in a whole new era in the presence of God, and for that we are immensely blessed. If your investments do well and you flourish at your job, you are truly blessed because you can experience those blessings with God on your side. Conversely, if you fail your class and miss out on an opportunity, you are truly blessed. Even when the weight of the world feels like it stands on your shoulders, it isn't on your shoulders alone. You bear it together with Christ. Jesus came to be our blessing, the God who is with us. In him, we can be joyful in plenty and in want. He is your good news and your great joy. He has come to live as one of us, to draw close so that we can enjoy the presence of God. As you take a moment to dim the lights and light the third candle, the joy candle, remember that you are truly blessed by God. Today, I bring you good news of great joy. Jesus lives as a human, and God is with you always. Let these flames remind you of his presence with you today. Let's pray. Lord, too often we only feel joy when we feel blessed by you, and we miss out on the continual blessing that your presence is to us. Help us to accept more and more that your presence alone is the blessing we seek. Spend a few moments thanking God for the times that you have found joy in his presence.